This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karm Yogi Saptah National Learning Week in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karm Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. During the week, each Karm Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. The participants need to complete the courses available on IGOT platform. In Uttarakhand, Uniform Civil Code UCC Committee, constituted under the chairmanship of Shatrughan Sinha, has submitted its final draft of rules and regulations to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Thami yesterday. The CM said that the date for UCC implementation will be decided soon after the approval of the Cabinet. He briefed about the UCC rules, which mainly have four parts: the procedures related to registration of marriage and divorce, live-in relationships, birth and death registration, and rules related to succession. He emphasized on development of a mobile app to serve as a platform for the public to seek guidance on UCC-related matters. In Bihar, Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested senior IAS officer Sanjeev Hans and former Rashtriya Janata Dal MLA Gulab Yadav in connection with a money laundering case. The IAS officer was arrested from his official residence in Patna, whereas Gulab Yadav was nabbed from a resort in Delhi last evening. Earlier, the agency had registered a case of money laundering against them on the basis of a case registered by Special Vigilance Unit in connection with amassing of disproportionate assets. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate a day-long national conference on agriculture for the Rabi campaign in New Delhi today. The conference aims to foster collaboration and innovation in agricultural practices, ensuring a successful Rabi campaign for all stakeholders involved. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that cooperation between India and Mexico can be potentially broad-based and multisectoral for a deeper collaboration between the two nations. The finance minister stated this while participating in the India-Mexico Trade and Investment Summit on enhancing trade and investment collaboration in Mexico City. In her address, she said India offers tremendous opportunities for growth and investment, especially in pharma, manufacturing and automotive sectors. Russian President Vladimir Putin has asserted that the BRICS group will generate most of the global economic growth in the coming years due to its size and relatively fast growth compared with that of developed Western nations. Speaking at BRICS Business Forum in Moscow yesterday, President Putin said, in the foreseeable future, BRICS will generate the main increase in global GDP. The Kremlin leader is due to host BRICS summit in Russian city of Kazan next week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia on Tuesday to attend the summit. At an interaction with a group of foreign journalists in Moscow, the Russian president said that the BRICS was never meant to be against anyone, crediting Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the observation. President Putin said the BRICS is not an anti-Western group, but a non-Western group. On the Ukraine conflict, President Putin said Russia is interested in resolving it peacefully. He said Prime Minister Modi consistently raised the issue during their discussions. In cricket, host India were 284-3 wickets in their second innings against New Zealand on the fourth day of the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Sarfaraz Khan scored a well-fought 100 and were battling on 106 along with Rishabh Pant on 12 when the reports came in. India are currently trailing against the visitors. For New Zealand, Ijaz Patel took 2 wickets while Glenn Phillips took 1. Earlier on day 3, the visitors posted a huge total of 402 runs in their first innings, supported by a 134-run innings of Rachin Ravindra. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have stormed into the final, defeating West Indies by 8 runs in the second semi-final at Sharjah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.